A Palestinian Authority official says the health conditions of hunger-striking Palestinians in Israeli jails have gravely worsened. Nearly 120 Palestinians in Israeli jails have been on hunger strike since the 24th of April. The strike, which has continued for 25 days, is in protest at the Israeli policy of administrative detention. The policy allows Israel to detain Palestinians for an indefinite time. The PA minister in charge of prisoners' affairs, Issa Gharare, says some of the strikers have already been transferred to hospitals. He says Palestinians have sent letters to the UN urging it to intervene and help put an end to the Palestinians' plight. Some 5,000 Palestinians are in Israeli jails. Nearly 200 of them are held in administrative detention. Mr. Paul Larudi is co-founder of the Free Palestine Movement with us now via Skype from Berkeley. Thank you very much, Mr. Larudi, for being with us here on the Top Five. First of all, for those of our viewers who are not familiar with the term administrative detention, tell us what that term implies and what it means for the authorities who are carrying it out in terms of international law.
As administrative detention is a policy whereby the Israeli authorities can pick up and hold in prison for as long as they want to any Palestinian without charges and only with secret evidence that typically is not shown in court or not used in court. So basically it means throwing in jail whoever they want to for any reason that they want to, that they don't have to divulge, and for as long as they want to.
And now these prisoners are on hunger strike and concerns are growing about their safety. So what can be done for the plight of these people who've been held?
Well, history does not bode well for these prisoners, despite the fact that they are using a very dramatic means of illustrating the problem. The hunger strikers anywhere in the world will be mainstream press, but not in Palestine, because it's mainly controlled through the Israeli press office in Jerusalem, and most of the correspondents reporting from the region are reporting from Jerusalem, and they are many of themselves either Israelis or Western correspondents who are pro-Israeli and so forth. So these sorts of things don't get publicized very much. The reports simply will not appear, and in a way it's considered old news, because Palestinian prisoners have gone on hunger strikes for previously, and so it's not new as far as the press is concerned.
You referred earlier in your remarks how these people are arrested and then put into prison without any charges being brought against them. We also see a lot of these kinds of raids happening, for instance, in various parts of Palestinian territories during the night, early mornings, Israeli forces raiding homes and taking people away. And there's been, of course, a lot of condemnation on this from NGOs or human rights group. But do you think these kinds of condemnations then are not working? And if not, why do you think they're not working? Is there a deliberate silence on what's going on?
I think you've hit on the important points. First of all, the condemnations are often very weak, especially from Western-oriented groups such as Amnesty International, Human Rights Watch, and so forth. They do report them and they do condemn them, but it doesn't get very much play. The Israelis don't care about it, because they have, especially the United States in the United Nations, to defend them and to issue their and to use their veto on behalf of Israel. There are no consequences for Israel. The condemnations result in very little. And the reason that they do this in the middle of the night and take children even in the middle of the night is supposedly because it's safer to do it that way, safer for the military. Well, the safety has nothing to do with it. It's safe, perfectly safe for them to do it in the middle of the day. Soldiers are not being harmed at any time of day. And they do it because it's disruptive, because it's terrifying, and because they can. So this is about keeping Palestinians in constant terror and to make them want to leave and to make their lives as miserable as possible. This is really what it's all about.
Mr. LaRouche, just quickly before we let you go, do you then hold how the mainstream media are covering this to blame, and do you hold them responsible, or even, you know, the international community, those bodies that are responsible for dealing with these kinds of injustices?
The mainstream media is responsible in that they think they understand what their listenership, what their audience wants, and that's what they deliver, and they don't think this is very interesting to them. And also they're beholden to a large extent to their sponsors, and their sponsors don't want this to be heard very well. The only way that these prisoners and the condition of Palestinians in general can be get to the public is if it's huge. If not only several hundred prisoners go on strike, but 5,000 Palestinian prisoners go on a hunger strike, and if people start dying like because of this, or if the entire Palestinian population goes on a hunger strike, or and can takes part in marches, or if they can get the international community to do this, then it's avoidable. It has to be covered in that way, but it has to be huge. A few individuals might get in the news for hunger striking in China or Tibet or South America or other places, but not in Palestine. It has to be much, much bigger in Palestine for anyone to pay any attention.
Mr. Paul LaRouche, co-founder of Free Palestine Movement, thank you very much, sir.